Without God's posture, you won't flow in God's power. That's the title for tonight. Prophetess did a really, really good job on Sunday when she was talking to us about the four attributes, four postures. And then she really ripped off and just kind of dealt with the lion, the king. And that was like one of those dumb moments for me. And she said the lion, it doesn't just roar. It signifies the king. It's like, oh my gosh, really? What? How did I miss that all that time? I'm thinking about the sound, the strength, the roar, the raw power, you know? And she just rounds it out and tells us how the lion has the attribute of the king. The king is one that has authority. And it really, really just, it just blessed. So I'm going to show you tonight that without God's posture, one of those four. What are those four? Somebody know?
Postures or the beast.
You're talking about the postures or the beast.
Yeah.
Yes. There we go. Prophetess done changed the calf to an ox. She done changed it. But the Bible does both say both. Yeah, and then she said the ox plows. It's like, dog, on it, boy. When I see Jesus, his forgiveness, his never-ending forgiveness, that reminds me of a plow. You know what I'm saying? It's not looking back. He's always forgiving. And always forgiving, no matter what we do. So I felt that. All that was gravy for me. Without his posture, watch this. Without his posture, you won't flow in his power. And it's really becoming evident, and it's starting to stick, and we're starting to get strengthened by it. It took a minute to swing into this because of our laziness and lackadaisia in the rhema. You will not, and I said it last night, and I reiterate today, you will not function in this word unless you really stay in this word. You will lose it. It will not make sense. It will not carry you. It will not pro. Listen, you won't be able to hold this level here at all. It will become totally Greek. All right, rhema, the contact to his posture. We read it over in John chapter 3, verse 34. It says, "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." All right? "For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him." The word speaketh, now watch this now. The word speaketh, we understand that we hear speak, see speak, and when we're under the rhema, when we're under our study, is when we actually begin to speak. But God is teaching us better than even what we used to know. We're getting better. Somebody say, we're getting better. We're getting better. And this is why we're getting better. Because we don't just rip off with words. Now, because of we're being under rhema, the revelation of God's posture is in the atmosphere. Because we're under the rhema, now the rhema has now revealed God's attitude, if you will, about the matter. It's not just the word being revealed, but the reason why Jesus always spoke the words is because he was always in the mindset of God. Now, the mind doesn't just know what speaketh means. To use words in order to declare one's mind. Help me, Jesus. Do you realize that in the mind is the seat of the emotion? The mind is the seat of the emotion. It's where the emotion is housed, is in the mind. So now God's emotion or God's posture is the reason why Jesus always spoke the word. He wasn't always hearing this from God. "Thus saith your father, go over to Galilee and wait there till I get there." He wasn't always talking like that. That's not why Jesus was always speaking the words of God. He was always speaking the words of God because he always had God's mind or emotion about every situation that came around him. He always had the right posture. God changed that word posture a little bit for me today. He said he always had my heart. He always had my heart concerning whatever was in front of him. So now if he's having a conversation with you, Mom, he's going back and forth with you, and he's talking to you, you could be talking about fish and honeycomb. Why is this the word of God? Cast your net on the right side. Why? What's so special about that? Do you have any meat? That's the word of God. Do you have any meat to eat? Make the men sit down. Oh, this is the word of God. Why is every word out of his mouth the word of God?
Because he had his heart. He had his posture. He always had God's heart concerning it. He knew how God's personality was flowing all the time. So therefore, because he had God's personality, everything he talked about was rhema.
I'm going to switch something on you. Posture brings the pureness of rhema. In fact, I'll do you one better. Posture, finding God's posture about the situation, will cause you to find his words about the situation.
Whew. Those four beasts, boy, man, they powerful. You find his posture, you find his words. And when you couple the two together, you have the power to remove the burden and destroy the yoke. That's when the king steps in. So now, it's like what rhema does, rhema gives me posture. Just to study now, Captain. It gives me posture. And when posture hits, Nikki, now the words of God can flow. I can't speak because I'm scared. Because God isn't scared of anything. I can't speak because I'm anxious. Because he's anxious for nothing. I can't speak because time is running out. I can't force my word, even while I'm under the rhema study. If I don't find the posture, I'll never find the power. You guys with me?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. So, speaketh means to use words in order to declare one's mind and disclose one's thoughts. That's why Jesus always spoke the word, and that's why the Spirit moved without measure. This meant that every time he spoke, the Spirit had to manifest whatever he was talking about. Now I'm starting to see that how awesome, how credible Jesus really is. How credible. But I'm also starting to see a pattern too, Nikki, that I tap into this real easy. I tap in and just let God flow and be who he wants to be. And however he wants to be, I can feel him. I can feel how he feels about any situation. It causes all of the nine fruit of the Spirit to kick in at the same time. All of everything starts to happen. Patience kicks in. I'm talking about peace kicks in. All this stuff, all of the attributes of who he is starts to kick in. Every time I find the posture, whether God is looking at my situation like man, if he's looking at my situation like the calf, if he's looking at my situation like the king, however he's revealing it, and I see his posture concerning it, it becomes amazingly powerful. And this is how Jesus stayed connected. Rhema, the rhema study gives you contact to the posture. It gives you perfect contact. It develops the posture. It develops the attitude, the beatitude in the atmosphere. It develops that. And then you're not just hearing the word of God, but you're sensing and feeling how God really feels and how adamant God really becomes about any one of our situations. Then he shows you how he's going to manifest it and cause it to happen. All of those postures carry the anointing. The same anointing is in every posture. You can be, Ella Allison got a revelation. She said, man, she said, I can be man and still be anointed. I said, that's what we've been saying. Because he's the Son of Man. Jesus was anointed with the Christ. The Christ now. Jesus the man was anointed with the Christ. God told me, he said, Todd, you really want to know what the Christ really was? And is? I said, what is it? He said, the Christ is the perfect posture with the perfect word. It never made a mistake on how to handle something, and it produced my power. It never made a mistake. His entire conversation was always full of the Word of God. The reason being is he always had the posture of the Father. Right posture always will birth right words and produce the true power of God. That's the bottom line. This is what the Bible says, and I understand this scripture a lot better. I've been coming back and forth on this scripture a little bit. This is what the Bible says. The Bible says in John 21, 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which if they should be written, every one, I suppose, that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. Meaning, there's the book, the world could not contain every miracle he did. Why? Because he was always in the posture of God, and because he was always in the posture of God, there was always creative miracles happening all around him all the time. There was always miracles going on. Any situation that he talked about, it developed life. It broke the yoke or destroyed the yoke. He removed burdens. You wouldn't believe how many people came out of mental distress just because of his posture and because of him talking to them. Zacchaeus was a tax collector and a thief. Zacchaeus, the little man that was up in the tree, and he heard Jesus was going by. Jesus said, "Yo, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your crib tonight to have dinner or to have lunch. We're hanging out together." That's all he said to him. Zacchaeus got his world changed. Because Jesus had a posture at that moment saying, "I'm not judging you, you thief. I'm coming to chill with you." And he had God's posture on it. And Zacchaeus now gets saved because this dude's not, does he know what I do to people? I rob people. I rob old ladies. I rob young children. I rob people. You mean to tell me you want to come to my house? And everybody else, the Pharisees and Sadducees, they're like, what's he doing? Then he lets a hooker wipe his body down. Right posture. She broke her alabaster box. He had the right posture to receive an offering that was about a year's worth of wages. And he had the right posture. He's not judging. You got a hooker. You're the King of Kings. You're the Lord of Glory. You are the anointed one. How dare you let a woman touch you, especially a creature of the night? I'll tell you why. Because my receiving in this posture, probably creature of the night. She was created for the night.
Oh my God.
Creature means creation. I gotta bring everything down. Probably. She governs the word.
Alright,
so serious talk now. So now you get the Lord of Glory, the priest of all priests, and a woman that sells her body, bathing him with her hair. That's a little intimate there, Henry. And he smells like she does, and you know she wore that perfume out to draw those dudes. So now he smells like her, but because of his posture, he didn't push her away. He let her give her offer. And it was prophetic for him. And because of the posture he was in, the conversation they had, delivered her. I believe it was Mary Magdalene was the first to even tell he honored her, and she was the first to tell of his resurrection. She was honored. The first one to preach the resurrection of Jesus was Mary Magdalene. That same book finished the gospel. Now one of the apostles, posture. The posture brought the power to deliver her. Most of us would have been so sedity and so high and holy. Don't touch me, how dare you. Come to the temple and say, bring your offering there and I'll receive it in front of everybody. Nah, man. He was laid up, sitting down, chilling, shoes were off, and she bathed him. Posh. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Learning his mindset concerning the matter. Learning how he feels about it. Not even learning. Because I'll tell you right now, Rhema gives you contact to how he's feeling. You're truly in your word. You're really in your study. It gives you contact to his emotion. And through the emotion of God, you find the power of God. All right, let me show you more. We're going to go back to John 14:12 in a minute. Let's look at the function of the Spirit. Let's look at another look at the Spirit functioning through God's posture or heart on the matter. I'm going to read a little bit of Ezekiel chapter 4. I read a little bit last night, but I want you to see it better. There's no static on the phone, so we get a clear message tonight. It's a lot different. Ezekiel 4, verse 1. And the angel that talked with me came again and waked me as a man. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And waked me as a man that is waked out of his sleep, and said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, with a bowl upon the top of it, and his seven lamps thereon, and seven pipes to the seven lamps which are upon the top thereon, and two olive trees by it. Somebody pull up the push prayer and show that part real quick. And two olive trees by it, or the wall prayer, either one of them. They both have the olive tree, the olive branch. And two olive trees by it, one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof. So I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, what are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Watch this now. He's asking for a description of what he's seeing. What is all this I'm looking at? And look at the answer that the angel gives him. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is this. What you're seeing is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. So now, Zerubbabel is seeing the functioning of the Holy Spirit. But in order to understand his function, we need to understand the model that he saw. We have to understand there's an olive tree on the right and an olive tree on the left. These two olive trees are putting their olives in a bowl, which is pressing out oil. The olive tree on the left and right signify the olive trees of the kingly and the priestly anointing. Now, the kingly anointing, amazing, we found, carries the lion and the eagle, visionaries, and the priestly anointing is man, because men were ordained priests, healthy Jesus, and the sacrifice. Our King of Kings, let's call him who else, our high priest was sacrificed. It says in Hebrews, it says the high priest, our high priest, was sacrificed. So now we see the four postures of God, one on the left side and one on the right side. Now they're both putting their olives in the bowl. So now out in the bowl now is coming into the seven lamps, which are the seven spirits of God, or the sevenfold Holy Spirit. God's posture is being poured into the Spirit. God's posture, his attitude about it, not just his word, but his attitude mixed in the oil of the word. Let me show you. We're going to scroll down. We're going to go to the last verse. He said here, watch this now, watch this. He said, then said he, this is it. Let's read up here. And I answered again, and he said unto him, what be these two olive branches? What be these two olive branches which through the two golden pipes empty the golden oil out of themselves? And he answered me and said, knowest thou not what these be? And I said, no, my Lord. Then said he, these are the two anointed ones that stand before the Lord of the whole earth. And I looked at the word anointed. It's a bit different here. The word anointed means oil as producing light. What? Oil as producing light. What's light, Jay? Rhema. Oil as producing light. Watch this. Pure. Now, watch this. Watch this. And this anointing was the pure oil. Wait, what do you mean? The pure oil is the word that comes with God's attitude. Oh, God. This was the pure oil. Watch this, though. Watch this. The word ones, the anointed ones, the word ones means a calf or a man.
Oh, God, help me, God.
It actually translates of all young animals. God's attitude. Then it means sons as characterizations. So now, the anointed ones are the ones, oh my God, they're the pure oil that carry God's character. Man or calf, really? The ones, the word ones means sons as characterizations. So now, these two anointed olive branches are pouring in God's character, not just the word. Fact. They're pouring in character, which is producing word. Mm-hmm. I'll show you a picture real quick. Who reads from the book? Who's worthy to read from the book? The Lamb. The Lamb reads from the book. That book you read from is the book of creation. It's really the Bible. It really is. They see more in that. There's more. You're in there, Mom. You're in there. If we had time, And we could do studies. You guys remember what Paul Crouch was doing years ago with that gentleman? How they were decoding the Bible? They found their names and stories in the Bible. Paul Crouch with TBN was written in the Word. It was decoded. I'm going to tell you this. We'll take it a little bit further tonight. Your whole story is decoded in the Bible, in the 66 books. Everybody that's in the kingdom, in the Lamb's book of life, it's the Bible. Your entire existence is in there. So when the Lamb reads from the book, he's reading about your existence that's in the book. So what he does is he gives a word to the sevenfold Holy Spirit, or he gives a word to the Spirit or to the creatures. He gives his posture. He speaks to them. They now see the posture that he's in. I'm telling you, this is amazing. The posture he's in about you, Carolyn, about your circumstance is revealed. Then they start looking on you, whichever creature it is, whichever posture it is, starts to look on you, and that's how you're supposed to minister the word back to him. And then he begins to do everything that you're saying, because you're found in right faith. Everything about our lives is already there, and God is reading off the pages of how he designed it. You find his posture. You now can speak his word. Hear, speak, see, speak. Now you speak back. But I speak back with his attitude. If it's the attitude of the king, I speak like the king. And I can feel it. Watch this now. So now, we understand that these two anointed, that's just another picture of the Holy Spirit there in over there in Zechariah. You can look at that later. The seven lamps, the seven pipes. Those seven pipes are talking about just seven tubes that go into the lamps to keep the fire burning. That's all. The oil was for burning. And so the oil went into the lamps and they lit. Illumination, revelation, counsel is yours. Wisdom is yours. Understanding on how to do it is yours. Knowledge. Those lights are lit because now, but they won't light without his posture. Let me skip this here. I gave you something to chew on. 8 o'clock. Let me skip this here. Let me read this to you. I'm not going to go to Colossians. We're going to go back to Colossians on Sunday, perhaps. I want to go to Colossians because it's so good, but I'm not going to be able to get out of it. I really want to go there. God, I want to be there. Now watch this. This is how it works in us. This is how it works. I'm reading from the book of, I think, John. John chapter 14, verses 5 through 14. I'm reading from the AMPC. Classic Amplify. And I'm going to read this out, and I'm going to quote this. But I just want you to listen. All of the hope of glory is in Christ. We read that in Colossians. All Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ is trying to get you. He's in you. Isn't it amazing? Why would he have to be in you, Carolyn, if you could just read? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? You have the Bible. That's him. Truly him. Why would he have to be in you when you could just read? He's in you to change you to be just like him, or to deal with it like him. He's in you because he knows that I have the perfect posture. He said it. He said, you see me, you see the Father. There's no difference here. This is the Father. This is. When Jesus said that, he wasn't playing. You're looking at him. Why? I act just like him. This is how he feels. When I turned the tables over, that was the Father. He said it. He said, you made my house. That was the Father talking. A den of thieves. So that was his posture. He had his attitude everywhere. It wasn't just the word. We got to understand that. It wasn't just the word. In fact, the word was created by the position that God was standing in at the time. All right, here we go. Thomas said unto him, you guys with me? Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way. This blew up in me too. I am the way. I am the truth. And the life. The way I do it. I am the way. We always thought it was like a road. A pathway. No, I am the way. My attitude is the way. WWJD. What would Jesus do? kind of old and kind of cliche, but still carries weight now. W, how would he do it? I am the way. I'll show you how to handle it, man. If you gravitate to this, you're going to walk in some serious weight. Here we go. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, had learned to recognize me, you would also have known my Father. Oh, God. If you had known me, if you could recognize me, if you understood me, then you know the Father. I'm acting just like him. I see Matt cross his legs like me. I see Matt do so much like me. It's ridiculous. I just shake my head sometimes because that's how I used to do it. I see how he torments people. It's in the family. I see how he acts. I really do. But then I see his love. I see so much of his love. I see how much he cares. I see this stuff. I see his fetish for both rough things and things that are not so rough. I mean, not a fetish, but his desire for toys that fight. Guns, swords, but then he has a quiet side where it's just like me, where I didn't want to leave. I used to pick up trash everywhere because, yeah, you all laugh, yeah, because I felt sorry for him. I see that side in Matt. You understand? He won't go to bed. When he comes to make a pallet, this boy has about 30 stuffed animals dragging him in my room because he doesn't want to leave none behind. That's my attitude. That's my attitude about our ministry. I don't want to leave none behind. If you see Matt, you see me. In so many ways. So many ways. Jesus is saying the same thing. If you've seen me, you have seen the Father because I'm acting. I act just like him. Where do you think the power is coming from? Here we go. If you had known me, had learned him to recognize me, you would have also known my Father. From now on, you know him and have seen him. So he's letting him know. From now on, you know him. From now on, you know him. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. No, 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 no. He's giving them a key right there. From now on, you know him. Think about how I would do it. You have seen me in so many different situations. Think about how. Feel. Discern. If you know me, you know. Listen. If you do it like me, you do it like the Father. And the Father removes burdens and destroys yokes. Supernatural comes on it. When you get the Father's attitude. Oh, God. Show us the Father. He says here, from now on you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, he still couldn't catch the revelation. Philip said to him, he said, show us the Father. Cause us to see the Father. That is all we ask. Then we shall be satisfied. Jesus replied, have I been with all of you for so long a time? And do you not recognize and know me yet, Philip? Now listen, Jesus started talking, but the Father took over right there. He's like, are you kidding me? Everything shifted. Jesus started. Jesus replied. But he now says, now the question was, show us the Father. So now the Father says, have I been with all? Oh, God, help me. Hold it now. All of the anointing just stepped in the building. Have I been with all of you for so long a time, and do you not recognize and know me yet, Philip? Anyone who has seen me, now Jesus is back, has seen the Father. How can you say then, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority. I'm not in my own posture. I'm talking to you from his. He's allowing me to tell you that we're equal. Because I act just like him. And of my own accord. But the Father who lives continually in me does. And he does his works. His own miracles. Look at this now. Why is he coming into miracles, deeds, and power when he's talking about acting like the Father? Because all that power is in his posture. Woo! God. Isn't that good? All that power is in his posture. Listen. What I am telling you, I do not say on my own authority and of my own accord, but the Father who lives continually in me does his works, his own miracles, deeds of power. believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the very works themselves. If you cannot trust me, at least let these works that I do in my Father's name convince you. He wanted them to understand this so bad. You can't tap in because of how I act. Tap in because of the power that you see. Ooh, he tried to give him a back door. Believe just because of the miracles. If you could tap in, believe that it's the Father just because of the miracles. Then you could step in because it's an entry. All right, here we go. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, here we go, guys. I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, watch this. If anyone steadfastly stays in Rhema, he will himself be able to do the things that I do, and he will do even greater, from potential to greatness, even greater things than these, because I go to the Father, and I will do, I myself will grant whatever you ask in my name. Watch this. But this is how you have to ask, Carolyn. You got to present all that I am. You got to be in the right posture at the right time. Oh, God. I said, God, what do you mean by presenting all that you are? I'm supposed to say, as I ask something, I got to know who all. No, he said, no. All I am at that moment, I am. I am right now. I am. Oh, God. I am right now. When you ask, you have to present not just the words, but the posture. Because when you touch the posture, you're in the I am. At that moment, I am eagle. I am man. I am calf. You become man. You step in. Now, he is. You step into who he really is. You step into his nature. You step into his heart. Then, he says, if you ask, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and extolled in and through the Son, yes, I will grant, I myself will do for you whatever you shall ask in my name, as presenting all that I am. You can't prophesy outside of my character. I don't get glory from that. They don't see the Father. Listen, they first were recognized as being Christ-like at Antioch, because of the posture of his love. That was the first time they were really recognized. These guys were raising the dead. They were doing a lot of miracles, and nobody would equate them as Christians, as being Christ-like, until his posture, his attitude came. The calf was there. Only way you're going to step into the power of God. And I would, if I were you, I'd study John 14, 5 through 14. Read it 7 different ways to Sunday. Because, man, that describes the essence of finding his posture, finding his personality, or his right now characteristic. It describes it right there. It's all necessary. It's amazing. Because all the glory has to go back to the Father. And if you don't have the Father's characteristic while you're asking or prophesying, how's the Father going to get the glory? You ever tell a story knowing that you're in the right posture? Tell a story, tell a testimony from the right posture, and it gives all glory to God. But if you tell a testimony just with words, it doesn't have the same effect. But when you knew God was in a place of authority, and that's what you walked in, while you're testifying of his posture and the word, man, it's a different level of praise and honor and glory to him. Find his posture and you find his power. You find his power. Find his posture, you find the right rhema. Rhema, the study, is the perfect contact. It produces an atmosphere of all that he is. We didn't know what we were really tapping into. Had no idea. We just thought, man, the rhema word keeps my mind at peace. And when my mind is at peace, I can prophesy. That was just a tidbit.
And we didn't even touch on these things in the past, because we've seen things come to pass.
Yeah.
We don't know what it was right.
Absolutely.
But we didn't have the understanding
on how to stay there.
That's so awesome.
Now the understanding on how to remain is there. The nine fruit get fully charged by this. Your faith, your patience, your love. All of the nine fruit of the Spirit get fully developed by finding one of the four beasts. Whichever beast God is looking at you through. Whichever beast. In the prayer, the prophetess already said, the order of push and the strength of wall. Listen to this. This is before we got into Zechariah about the anointed branch, the olive trees. She wrote this by the Holy Ghost. The order of push and the strength of wall is becoming like an olive branch dripping on all whom is pushing the vision and applying bricks to the wall. You said that last night. Mom said it last night. I just wanted to read it again today because I find it extraordinary. I'm going to read it again. So we get a benefit. This is a benefit. Look, God is saying, I'm going to let my character drip on if you'll push. Watch, it says it right there. The order of push and the strength of wall is becoming like an olive branch dripping on all whom is pushing the vision. So you get more of him, and this is true, this is crazy. When I read this prayer, I come out feeling so like him.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
That's powerful, man. That's powerful stuff. Really powerful. All right, now, take a minute. Take 1 minute. Discern. You're already on the rhema, so you have the atmosphere to discern God's attitude. Just discern his attitude. Discern his attitude. Discern it right now. Discern his attitude. Discern his characteristic, his position, his heart. All right? Take any one problem that's been in front of you. Take any one. All right? Any problem. Reach into that problem. Reach into the situation. It might be praise. It might not even be a problem. All right, let your mind go into that place. Let your mind go into that area. Mm-hmm. Now take the posture. And now speak. You can speak or you can pray. You can petition. You have a choice. You can prophesy. I usually see prophecy come with the eagle and the lion. I usually see prophecy come. I see petition more with man and with the calf or the ox. That becomes the petitioning place. But prophecy hits. But you can prophesy by man. Can't deny it. Tell God what creature you see him looking at you with. The weirdest gospel I've ever heard. Tell him what creature you see. Tell him what you see. Tell him what you see. Oh God, yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. I know the eagle's always there giving us vision, but right now for my personal, I feel the calf here. I feel your love. I feel you building me up. I feel all kinds of forgiveness all around me. I feel restoration. I feel it, Jesus. I know what you're looking at me with. I know how you're looking at me. And because of that, I just want to just take a moment to tell you thank you, Lord, so much. But for looking at me through the eyes of your forgiveness and your love, I thank you for restoration, Lord. There's a restoring of my strength. You forgave me for my inconsistency in your rainbow. I can feel it. I feel at one with you right now, and it feels really good. I'm feeling you, Lord God, there. Yeah. You're not remembering yesterday. You're not remembering the days that I failed. You're not remembering those things right now. You are just revealing your sacrifice for my life, and I thank you so much. And from this place, Lord God, I speak. The way of success is on me right now, God. The way of success is on me, and I give you glory, Jesus. I give you glory for closing doors that no man can open, and I thank you that other doors are beginning to open that no man can close. I give you glory, Jesus. I thank you so much. I thank you so much, Master. I thank you so much for elevating my mind to the place of your word. For elevating, Lord God, my discernment to understand you a little bit better. I give you praise, Lord God, for this. I certainly do. I thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom and the counsel that is coming. I thank you, Lord God, for the fruit of the Spirit that's being made manifest. And Lord, I even thank you for the power that's resting on me even right now. Because of your character, your attributes are here, Master. I thank you. I thank you so much. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. The Lord says, believe it or not, he's touching every one of us with restoration and forgiveness. Everybody in the room is under restoration and forgiveness right now. Oh, yeah. You have an opportunity to do it over again. There's an opportunity that's laid on the table before you that he's presenting. And he's letting you know, my sacrifice, my ox is here. I'm plowing with forgiveness. I'm plowing. I'm plowing. I'm plowing. I'm making a way for you right now. A way of escape is in front of you right now. Oh, hallelujah. It's here. It's for you. You can receive it. My peace is on it. Now you can prophesy through that, and you can call those things which are not as though they were. Through that right there, you can speak to every wind. You can speak to the four winds, and they will obey. The wheel will begin to turn, and creation will begin to happen. He will crush everything that's in your way. Mm-hmm. And you will not have a stumbling block, neither will you have a rock of offense left over by the time the Lord is done. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah, but you can move freely. You can move freely. You can move freely. You can run. Hallelujah. You can jump. Glory be to God. Yes, you're free. Mm-hmm. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Oh, that takes on a whole new meaning. For them that are in, oh, my posture, there is now, therefore, no condemnation here. I've got you covered right here. I've got you completely covered right here. Right here, there is no, oh, absolutely no condemnation to them that are in my posture. Ooh, glory be to God. Yes. So therefore you can prophesy. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah. You can prophesy with the confidence. Ooh, glory. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
yes, Lord. Hey, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. I give you glory, and I give you honor, and I certainly give you the praise for this. I thank you so much, Master.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much, Jesus. There's a weighty, I mean, there's a real weighty, weighty, a weighty, weighty, weighty presence. Tap into who he is right now. Tap in. There's a weighty presence, and with that presence, you can speak, and anything that comes out of your mouth will be the word of the Lord. Anything that comes out of your mouth will be the word of the Lord. Ooh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, I feel it. Everything that is begun, I command it to be finished. Everything that is in motion, yes, for yeah, I command that it be finished in the name of Jesus. Everything that is in motion, yeah, every business deal on the table, be finished in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yeah, the positioning of the people of God in this ministry, I command a finishing to come forth in the name of Jesus. Yeah, the wheel is turning. It's creating right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. 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 Doors that are just cracked open, I command a wider space in the name of Jesus. There's an anointing in the room, my goodness, because the Lord is revealing, he's revealing his posture to everybody in the room. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
I'm here tonight for the words that you could not utter. I am here and I'm giving you the opportunity and the privilege to utter what you couldn't utter. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. The problem is that I cannot hear you. Hallelujah, Jesus. The problem is that I just cannot hear you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What more do you want? Hallelujah, Jesus. I have already given my word unto you. What more do you want? Hallelujah, Jesus. What are you waiting on? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Stop looking for the signs of what I have yet to speak. The word that I have already given unto you. Because they are power and they are authority. Hallelujah, Jesus. They are strength. Hallelujah. They are direction. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. No longer my grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. How do you think that all things were made? It was made by me speaking, so therefore you begin to speak. Hallelujah, Jesus. So that I can begin to make those things as though they are and as though they were in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. I remember one of the prophets said, I'm a man with unclean lips. How can I ever go and speak for you? God liked the fact that he saw that. God said, I can use that right there. I can use that. You can speak, recognizing you're but a man. But I will speak through you. And I'll be your strength. Praise God. Before I did, you feel weak right now. You can still prophesy with his strength. Hallelujah. That's his posture.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I'm but a man with unclean lips, God. Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you still can speak. Christ in you, the hope of perfection.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I give you glory, Master. Hallelujah. Yeah, everything, Lord, everything that lies in the way, God, yeah, sweep it out of the way. Everything that lies in the way, sweep it out of the way, Lord God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Just finding his posture. Finding the truth of where he really is. Where are you right now with him? That's what counts. That's his posture for you. Sometimes we're bold as lions. Sometimes we are. My God, the moment we are, we tear it down. But God is saying, I've given you four directions to look in, and I'll produce the same anointing from the other one. From either one. Hallelujah. There's an anointing on it. Oh, God. The wheel will turn. My God, it will turn. The wheel will turn. It will procreate. It will open doors. The anointing is here, my Jesus.
You can't rely on feelings.
No.
He said, I am not a feeling.
Oh, no.
I am not a feeling.
Oh, God.
And say, I am all knowledge.
It's just an awareness. That's good. That's so good.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Just an awareness.
Hallelujah, Lord.
The Lord said, these four strengths keep the wheel turning at all times. These four strengths keep the wheel turning at all times. The wheel never has to stop. The wheel never has to stop. These four strengths keep it moving at all times.
That's why you're more than a conqueror.
Yes, Jesus.
Because of these four strengths. Glory to God.
Weak or strong. Poor or rich. Blind eyes can see. Every deaf ear is unstopped. The poor or rich. The weak or strong. Blind eyes can see. And deaf ears are unstopped. The weak are strong. The poor are rich. Blind eyes can see. Deaf ears are unstopped. Jesus.
And there's a current in here you can tap into. There's a current. The wheel is turning in here. Don't be ashamed. It's who we are. This is our Rhema culture. This is our lifestyle. We come together to prophesy. We come together to speak those things that be not as though they were. This is our culture. This is how we do it. This is how we live. Praise God. And I'm not ashamed of it, not for a minute. My God. Thank God. Yes. 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 The weak are strong. The poor are rich. Blind eyes are open. And deaf ears are unstopped in the name of Jesus. Hey, miracles of all kinds. Deliverance of all kinds. Yokes destroyed of all kinds. Find the posture. Find where he is. Find his feeling, his personality. Find that, I'm trying to tell you. But you gotta be persuaded at the place of choice. I'm persuaded that when I get in this word, my whole day is about to shift. I'm persuaded that as I open this book, morning, noon, and night, I'm going to see the wheel turn consistently. So my persuasion is found at the place of my choice. Jesus said that we're joint heirs with him. We're going to look just like him. And we're going to act just like he did. Now we're becoming the Christ. We're going to mark for the Christ and become it. And power is going to be released like crazy. We're taking back everything he stole from us. Everything. Levels, glory, all this stuff. Taking it back. But we made up our mind that we're going to act upon the word given. This is day two of our 7 days. And look at the anointing and the strength that's been returned for 2 days of morning, noon, and night. There's something about God having us do it together. There's something about the anointing flows under unity, under the banner of unity. It flows and it's starting to flow again. Oh, and the devil is in trouble. 2 days and we're here. Imagine what it's going to be like after four. We position to push the vision within the word for the house. Our heavenly bank account must be protected. Prophesying will increase the height of our walls. Prophesying will, I love that. Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. All hearts and minds clear? We good, TGM? Who's getting up and getting in the Word tomorrow? Three times a day is making you feel good, isn't it? It's changing your life all over again. Back in the rainbow. Amen.